True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:45 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
Rough night last night. Every gambler's nightmare. I had the over in the game, and for one of my two, my biggest league, CD Lamb. So I slept like a baby, though. Woke up every 10 minutes and cried.
Lee, one of the biggest games of the week, it seems like everybody has an opinion about this one, and that's Illinois versus Duke in college football. Yeah. Why is this game so popular this week?
Well, the quarterback for Duke, Darian Mensah, is really good. If you watched him last week against Elon or last year, you'll know why. He completed 27 to 34 last week alone for 389 in their 45-17 win. It was a little misleading. The game was close most of the way. Here's the problem for Duke. They cannot run the football. They're one-dimensional. And I do believe that Illinois is going to control the line of scrimmage here, offensively and defensively, going to create some problems here for Duke. Illinois is so under the radar. I mean, they returned 19 starters from last year. They won four straight games to end the year. They even beat South Carolina in the bowl. First game, they ran for almost 6 yards, and they stopped the run. Only allowed 1 yard per carry. I just, like I said, think Duke's too one-dimensional here, and they're not at the level yet, even as far as ACC, to beat a team like this. I like Illinois. I'm going to lay the small spot, 27-17.
All right. I've got to ask you about Steelers-Jets. I'm intrigued by both teams this year. I think the Steelers are going to, again, not take the division the Ravens do, but I think they're going to be a 10-win team or more. And the Jets, I believe, are going to surprise some people. How do you see this one?
I would agree with you. And I think that, obviously, both quarterbacks have a lot on the line here, a lot to prove here. Justin Fields is a young athletic talent. I mean, he can sometimes outrun his limitations as a passer. Both defenses usually stop the run. But the Jets, I just think they offer the mobility of an extra running back at the quarterback position. The Steelers won their first three games with Fields under center last year. He had a 9.2 yards per attempt. Even the first loss, I mean, he threw only one interception in 161 attempts here. As Pittsburgh went 4-2 to start the season here. And I think Breece Hall, very underrated. He had 141 yards and 18 touches here in that first game last year. I like the Jets here, 20-17. Hard-fought game, could go either way, but just get my vote.
Let me take you back to college real quickly, because you got Oklahoma and Michigan this weekend. Not sure what to think about Michigan or even this OU team, but it looks like a pretty interesting matchup. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love the quarterback, John Matera. To watch him late nights and tell people about him, I mean, he would win games pretty much by himself. He won the Washington game by himself, just willed his team. to win that game, and he was one of the top five portal quarterbacks. Same thing. They just, I don't think their line play is up to snuff here, and they don't have the receivers they used to have. There's no, well, CeeDee Lamb when he's good, CeeDee Lamb on this roster here. On the other side, Michigan, they're going to go with a true freshman quarterback, Bryce Underwood. In my opinion, he is as good as advertised. They did not have him run the football even once in the first game against New Mexico. I think they're going to unleash him there. So don't be surprised. You know, maybe if you're looking at a fantasy player, Bryce Underwood, over rushing attempts and yards, he might be the play there because they're going to have quite a few plays set up for him, and they're going to need him. They didn't show anything against New Mexico, and you got to love Justice Haynes, who they got from Alabama. Alabama could have used him. He had 159 yards and three touchdowns in the first game here. I think the wrong team is favored. I'm going to go with Michigan here. They pull off the upset 24-21.
Here with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Lee, Bengals, Browns. I know who the Browns are. They're not very good. What I don't know is I don't know what to expect from the Bengals.
Well, they haven't done well opening week. I mean, the Browns were a thorn in their side during that 9-2 run from 2018-2023. Cleveland's lost the last three, but two of those were played, you know, real late in the season, relatively meaningless affairs. Also, that October loss last year was where Watson and also DTR left the game with injuries. I do like Al Golden. I think he's not a great head coach, but a really good defensive coordinator. He's going to simplify things compared to the last defensive coordinator. So I think that Cincinnati's going to find a way to win finally over Cleveland. But I think the line's just a little too high. You know, division foes know each other, a lot on the line. Both teams will come in tight. I think Cincinnati wins this game 24-23, but I'll take Cleveland plus the points.
What about, well, this is the one game everybody wants to hear. The Ravens are traveling up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. They drubbed them in the regular season, blew it in the playoffs.
Yep.
Who do you like here?
So I watched the first game and didn't give the game out. I'm like, wow, Baltimore's really good. And then in the playoff game, I'm like, I think Baltimore's better, but Buffalo's going to find a way. So, you know, even after the game, I'm like, I got lucky. You got to, you know, face that fact. I mean, the turnovers, the drop passes. Hey, Bills plus 24 in turnover margin last year. That was 1.5 times as good as the number two team in turnover margin, twice as good as the number three team. Usually those bounces, they even up. I mean, the next year they come back. I mean, they may not be minus, you know, in turnover ratio, but they might be 8, 10, 12. And that game that they lost, Baltimore, the plus was -3 in turnover margin, and they outgained them. I mean, they averaged 7.3 yards per snap, and Buffalo just 4.6 here. So on a fast track, it's not going to be slippery. It's not going to be cold, not going to be wet, looks like. I like Baltimore. Should be a fun game, though, 31-27.
Hey, Lee, tell us about the game of the week and where everybody can find you.
Game of the week is tonight. It's the Chiefs and Chargers, and have a real good feeling on this game. And if you want to get it for free and try us out, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them the Chiefs and the Chargers from Brazil. So got a lot going on. Have our first 40 to 50 unit max wager. We rate our plays from 10 to 50 units. Lifetime, we're 71-28 on these 40 to 50 unit plays. It's in the college football. So check that out. We've got a UFC package from Paris that goes at 12 noon tomorrow. So not going to win every game, but 30 out of 31 winning seasons. Check out the website, all the free videos there. Also on Locked On Bets every day. After you finish this show, you can listen to it about 10:30 in the morning. We give out 4 or 5 free bets on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.